You're listening to the Street Smart Wealth Podcast, episode number 48. Welcome to Street Smart Wealth, delivering everything awesome on how to profit in your PJs at home with the best of offline and social media marketing strategies. I'm your host, Jackie Ulmer, and each week I'll be sharing the solid, proven tips and training that I used to create a multi-million dollar income from home, as well as exciting interviews with other top income earners to help you be successful in your home-based direct sales and network marketing business. If you don't have the Profit in Your PJs report, grab it over at profitinyourpjsnow.com. Welcome to what truly is one of my favorite topics of every single year, and that is taking the time to close out the year that's ending. Now, as I'm recording this, I want to wish you a happy post-Christmas, Merry post-Christmas for those of you who are listening in who celebrate Christmas. This is actually the day after Christmas, and hopefully you celebrated a fabulous one. If you celebrate Christmas, whatever you celebrate, maybe it's the first day of Kwanzaa for you. There's so many amazing holidays and events and seasons this time of year to celebrate, from the solstice, to Hanukkah. There's just so many different things. So whatever it is that you celebrate, let me just take the time to say I hope that you are truly making the most of it, whatever it is. And like I say, this is one of my absolute favorite types of topics to cover. I love this time of year. I love the essence and the feelings that it stirs up. It makes it almost impossible not to feel grateful, abundant, and truly hopeful for what we've already gone through and the year that's unfolding before us. And that's true even when things may not be going the absolute best or how we hope that they are. Now, I want to remind you that happiness, gratitude, and even success are a choice. They're a choice that we make. And a great way to launch your new year is to close out the old and then set some powerful patterns and intentions to move you forward. So let's get into that. Now, the end of the year, as I say, is the perfect time to take inventory, take stock, figure out where we are, where we've come over this past year, define what's been great, what hasn't been great, what we want to adjust, what we want to change, and how we want to move things forward into the next year. So this is a good way to do it. And I love really doing this in a very specific, very scheduled way. And I actually block time on my calendar to do this. And I make it very thoughtful, very organized, and I focus on being very honest and authentic in the way that I do this. I take the time to acknowledge, to appreciate, to adjust, and to anticipate what I want, what I've experienced, and what I want for the upcoming year. This releases me from any leftover baggage from what I didn't do, and you may know what I mean by that, and it allows me to acknowledge and appreciate myself for what I did too. So my wish for you is that you take the essence of this and make this fit some way into an exercise that's really going to serve you well. So this year, I want to introduce you to a slightly different way of closing out the year. I have to tell you, 2013 has been the most interesting year for me. And I'm not going to get into a whole lot of that on this call because there's just not enough time in the day, seriously. It's been fabulous and not so fabulous in so many ways. But at the end of it, I've learned to look at all of that as learning opportunities and growing opportunities. And while the year started off great, and then shifted into an odd mode, and then went into great again, and then went into awful, and then recorrected itself in the last 4 months to really finish off with a bang and truly one of my best years ever. So it's kind of interesting how that happens. And doing this type of exercise is going to help you nail down those things so that you can look at the year, you can look at your accomplishments, those things that you didn't do, want to do, and all that other stuff, and see how to move yourself forward. So we're going to do things a little differently this way, this year, in closing out the year. I want to toss out the old regimen of mindless goal setting, which often involves nothing more than regurgitating last year's unfinished business and goals. Have you ever done this and come away totally uninspired about the task at hand? Yes, you get it done. Yes, you write those goals down. But when you sit and look at them, sometimes you can come away just feeling like, man, you want to slam that notebook shut. And there's nothing about it that's super inspiring to you. Do you know what I'm talking about? Can you relate? I hope you can. And if so, go over to my show notes, JackieElmer.com/048. And I would love for you to leave a comment about how this inspires you, or maybe doesn't, or some ideas that you have. Well, here's the thing. When we do this, sometimes we come away feeling badly about ourselves, feeling badly about our year in review, and even feeling badly about the potential that lies before us. And again, does this sound familiar? I mean, let's face it, you know what you want, right? And you want it bad. I know that feeling. You have aspirations, you have hopes. You take the time to write down what you want and maybe even plot it out, you know, in your calendar or on a timeline or some sheet of paper in a notebook. Perhaps you've even created a bucket list. You might even feel a deep-seated craving for what it is you want. Do you feel it? Do you taste it? Do you dream about it? So maybe you do, and maybe you write down a plan to get it, and you write down that top-notch A to-do list. You set quarterly objectives. You plan a strategy. You set up accountability. You write down the goals. Except, here's the thing, perhaps the missing piece even. It's not the goal, really, that you're chasing, is it? I want you to ponder that for a second. It's not the goal that you're chasing. So what is it that you are chasing? Well, you're actually chasing a feeling. The feeling that you're going to experience when you've accomplished that goal. So what if we've been going about this whole goal setting thing in the wrong way for all this time? What if we spent too much time focused on the object and not what we will feel and experience once we get there? Or maybe we're focused on a title, you know, on our network marketing business or whatever it is that we're pursuing, direct sales, party plan. We can very often be focused on a title, a promotion, you know, a plaque on the wall. But that really does nothing to tell us how we're going to feel when we get there, what that's going to truly mean in our lives, right? And you know what? The reality of it is the feelings are so important not only once we get there, but they're important during the journey as well. You've probably heard the joy is in the journey, and I have to tell you, you've heard me say this before. I used to think that was the craziest thing that I'd ever heard while I was struggling to, you know, get the promotion and not focus on the feeling. The feelings that you feel along the way during your journey to success have to be just as inspiring as the feeling of success when you reach it. Because the reality is, if you aren't feeling inspired by the journey, the odds that you'll actually arrive at that destination are slim. You know, perhaps we've all spent too much time chasing stuff and setting ourselves up with things and goals and a to-do list and those type things that aren't really fulfilling. Have you ever done that? You know, you go through the rote routine of trying to build your business and you find at the end of the day it's not fulfilling, or you find yourself procrastinating, and sometimes it's because what you're doing isn't fulfilling to you when you think about reaching your goal. It has us running in circles. We hope, we pray, we yearn for things, we journal and write things down. We write about all the things we want to have and accomplish and experience. And all those things are actually outside of ourselves. So what about this? What if instead of spending a lot of time writing down goals that you have no clue how to attain or what they really mean, what if you spend a little time getting clearer on how you want to feel about your life, feel about your business, and feel about everything in general? What if you laid out a script for the perfect feeling life and feeling business and feeling day, and then began to develop your intentions? And I mean inspired intentions around how to get that. Intentions that inspire you every step of the way. And not just about getting there, not just about arriving, but the whole journey along the path. Because you know what? The joy is in the journey. Because when you live like that, that's when you look back with no regrets. And I have to tell you, for me, 2013 was a year of a lot of evaluation. I became an empty nester. I passed a significant milestone in my business, in my life, just a lot of different things. So it was definitely a time of looking back and asking myself, where do I have regrets? And I have to tell you, I have very few, and I'm really happy to say that. I set about living intentionally about 14 or 15 years ago. I set about building my business in the way that inspired me, doing those action steps on a daily basis in a way that inspired me. Not necessarily the way that my upline was telling me it needed to be done, not necessarily the way that they all said it needed to be done, but the way that I felt deep inside would fit me best, that would keep me in inspired action and make me excited to jump out of bed and get busy every day in my business. Because the reality of it is, I can tell you, 14, 15 years later, I'm still inspired to build my business in the way that works for me. And guess what? It's been a huge success. And it can be a huge success for you when you identify what that path is going to be. So take a minute right now, if you can, if not, come back to this. And I want you to think about what word comes to mind with how you feel about these. How do you feel about your business? How do you feel about the business that you've chosen, the one that you're in? And be authentic here. It's okay. Maybe you have doubts. Maybe you feel greatly inspired. Maybe you have questions. Maybe this is good and this is not so good. There's no perfect business. So don't think that feeling those things means you're a loser or that you should move on or anything like that. You just want to be authentic so that you can begin to take things out and look at them and figure out how you're going to make adjustments for the future. How do you feel about 2013 as it's about to close out? Or maybe you're listening to this after it's closed out. Or maybe you're way down the road listening to this and you want to start fresh right now, today, with this being your new year. How do you feel about your relationships, your career, your health, your wealth, and every other aspect of your life? Take some time and define the words for each of these. What is the word that comes to mind, that feeling word? And any other areas that you feel inclined to define in your life. Doesn't have to be limited to those. You know what those are going to be, your spiritual journey, your fitness journey. I mean, there's just so many things that you can define a word around. And do that possibly for 2014. Take each area that's important to you and define a word that describes it. One of my words for 2014 is mastery. And it's mastery in a lot of different ways. Not just business mastery, but yoga mastery. I'm really on a quest for yoga. It's actually coaching mastery, procrastination mastery, vision mastery. I mean, there's so many different things that mastery is a big word for me for 2014. So what are some words that you're going to write down to define where you want to go? And then from there, you want to begin to plan each day around what moves you toward that feeling. Pick that word, and then what are the action steps that move you around that word that get you closer to that feeling? That's so important. Now, imagine what might show up for you in your life, your business, whatever it is, when you have very defined clarity around where you want to be in terms of the feel-good stuff in your life. Might this lead you to a more inspired place of action? And maybe less procrastination, less looking back at the end of the day and thinking, man, I didn't accomplish anything. Here was my to-do list and I accomplished almost nothing. Imagine decisions being easier to make because you can simply weigh them out with, how do I feel about this decision? How do I see myself feeling in 2 days after I make this decision? Or 2 weeks? Or 2 months? Or 2 years? And so on. And are there things that you should be saying thanks but no thanks to more often? This is especially to the women. We tend to overcommit ourselves very often. Do you think you might find yourself feeling more in sync with life each day and certainly your business when you focus on how you're going to feel about the decisions that you make and the steps that you take? When you feel more positive each day, how does that play out with less complaining, less judging, and all those negative words that we really want to believe that we're avoiding. Remember this, at all times, you have nothing to prove to anyone except yourself. So be good, be kind, and be inspired with yourself. So now let's get into some exercises that support you in this new way of thinking. And again, I want to encourage you to be painfully and authentically honest as you answer these. Why are you working your business? What are your primary motivations? How important to you is the income that you earn? How important is that income to your family? How important is that income to your spouse or significant other? Or is this something that you want to do just for yourself? Now, often this question is geared more toward the women in the audience. And again, I've said that twice in this podcast, and I don't mean to isolate any of the men, but I can only come to this being a female, being a woman, and knowing my own perspective. And the things that I hear from women who I coach with are very often different than the things that I hear from men. So many men may find themselves resonating with this as well, and that's great. And being honest with your why and the actions that you've taken up to this point are so important. Understanding your motivation will help you master your business and help you harness your gifts and limit the things holding you back. And finally, I want you to ask yourself, very authentically and in a good place of feeling, how much is enough? How much is enough? In every aspect, I'm not just talking about money. It's important to determine the answer so that you find peace as an entrepreneur. Because we can work ourselves to death and look back and go, man, here I did all this so that I had more time to spend with my family, and yet I'm seeing them less and less. Or whatever it is, you know, so you want to get clear on that. So weigh in again as you answer these questions on how you feel as you answer each one. Because your feelings really do direct your actions, your motivations, and your success. You can say one thing over and over, but if the feeling just isn't there, it's for nothing. And I'm going to be doing an upcoming podcast on taking yourself through a thorough personal inventory around all of this to get you on the right track. Here's the thing. Your business is always a reflection of you and the deep inner feelings you have around it. This can be so hard to hear, but it's true. And again, more on that in a later podcast. And for now, let's focus on closing out this year with a bang and preparing you for the future year. Now, I mentioned already acknowledge, appreciate, adjust, and anticipate. So here are some things that I want you to do in a journal. Block some time in your calendar. Spend some quiet time. I like to do this typically the morning of New Year's Eve. I actually even open a bottle of champagne and have a little glass. And I usually light a fire and get some quiet time for myself. I put on some jazz music, some soft jazz music, typically just instrumental. And I go through this exercise and I love doing this because it literally just gets me ready to celebrate the new year, New Year's Eve, and be ready for the new year. But you'll have to figure out what your own ritual for this is going to be. So we start with acknowledge. Acknowledge what you accomplished in all areas, both good and bad. And be honest here. Okay, remember to be honest here. And also acknowledge where you fell short. So here's some things that you can focus on. What did you do well? Acknowledge yourself for that. What are you most proud of? Acknowledge yourself for that. What goals did you accomplish? What projects did you complete? And in which areas of your life did you make the greatest strides? This can be business, personal, spiritual, health and wellness, just all different type things. You'll know the areas that you want to define for yourself. And as you take some time to consider some or all of these questions and you get clear on what the feelings are surrounding those, this allows you to build a strong foundation for success by focusing on what's worked instead of just focusing on what didn't work or what still needs to change, be done, and that type thing. And you'll find as you learn to acknowledge your personal development along this journey, then you're going to build some self-trust and some self-respect, and you're going to launch yourself into a powerful next new year. Okay, the next one is appreciate. What did you accomplish? as well as what you didn't? And how can you find the lessons in each of these? Now, see, I learned this year personally that I do not want to build my training company around traveling all over regularly speaking on stage. For me, 3 to 4 times a year is plenty, and the rest of that time, I want to spend growing my online business. Now, I would have never discovered this if I hadn't had a very frenetic, frenzied, frustrating travel schedule all through the first half of the year, where I literally finished the first half of the year exhausted and thinking, I need some time for myself. But that's what I had to do to open that space to get clear on my feelings around what I want my training company to look like. So you'll want to do that too, okay? You'll want to figure that out as well. So those are some ways that you can focus on really appreciating the lessons in each of the things that you did well and the things maybe that you didn't do so well. Next, let's talk about adjusting. What worked? What didn't? I know for me, I struggle continually with comparing myself to others. And I listen to entrepreneurs all the time on all different podcasts, and they all say the same thing. They look at what someone else is doing and think, oh, I should be there. Or they look at what they did and think, oh, it's not enough. So comparing myself to others was something that I struggled with, but it's something I'm really working on releasing. And it's kind of funny. My recent true dedication to my yoga practice has opened that up for me, because I learned that if I spent time in yoga class looking around at what everybody else was doing or how deeper they were able to bend or how much closer, because I can't touch my toes yet, I will tell you that. I always say I haven't stretched in 40 years. Why start now? No, I am starting now. But anyway, I find that if I look around in class at what everybody else is doing, I lose my balance, I lose my empowerment, and it really takes me out of where I need to do. So it's kind of funny. I spend most of my yoga class with my eyes closed. I recently had an instructor come up and say, are you okay? And I said, yes. But closing my eyes is the way that best keeps me focused and centered on what I'm doing, what I want to be doing, the strengths and weaknesses of my own body, my own muscles, and encouraging and focusing on myself to get me there. So appreciate where you are and appreciate the lessons, and you know, really adjust those things if you find yourself comparing yourself to others. Adjusting also means getting out of analysis paralysis. Some of you I know are in that mode. You're signed up on 80 million different lists and everybody's trying to sell you the next best thing, and you're trying to follow this guru and that guru, and you're getting totally confused. Adjust where you need to. Be smart with yourself. Adopt my mantra. My mantra is, what I need will come to me when it's right for me. And with that, it allowed me to unsubscribe from probably 80 different newsletter lists. I'm not kidding you. It was amazing. But that's what allowed me to do that. So it's very important to take this step by step, month by month. And remember, there are no failures. These are all experiences that take us along our own journey to success. They really, truly are. Think of your own journey in school. As you're learning math, you know, you take unit tests. Sometimes you may fail. These tests are just a measure of your learning and growing process. The important thing is not passing each test each time, but rather learning from each test and each experience, and then finally, passing the class, passing the overall test that allows you to pass the class. It's not each test day to day, but it's the overall goal of attaining that. So complete the old, wrap up that old year, because it's vital to your future success. Put closure on it by taking some time to do these exercises. All of us have lives that are filled with incomplete projects and lessons that we didn't get done and all that type thing. And if we focus too much on that, it takes the energy away from the new things that we want to create. So look at that old list. Look at those projects, relationship issues that we didn't get resolved, and look closely at them and identify and answer which ones are still important to me to resolve, and write those down and release the other ones. Again, with that mantra, when I need it, it will come back to me. That way you can start 2014 with a fresh, clean slate. What relationships do you need to work on? Did you mean to work on in 2013, but maybe you didn't? How can you focus on those for 2014? Okay. And again, what lessons have you learned? What are the messages, the patterns, the themes that you can decipher from all that you experienced in 2013? And how will these influence your life as you move into the new year? And then as you look at your list of unfinished business, again, decide whether each project can be completed before the year closes. Chances are no. Or whether you want to, or whether you do want to continue working on that. And if you do, just move those forward onto 2014. And then the fourth of our A words is anticipate. This is the goal and intention and feeling setting process for the next year. How do you want to feel at the end of the year? I want you to close your eyes and imagine ahead to December 2014 or a year from now whenever you are listening to this podcast. What do you want to have accomplished? What is the feeling that you want to be feeling? Get very, very clear on that, because the goals and plans don't matter if the feelings don't match it, right? What's non-negotiable to you for this next year, for your life? Get those feelings written down, and then you can begin to lay in the goals that move forward to focus on those and help you accomplish those. Okay? That's so important. Focus on your feelings around the answers that you deliver. Is everything coming up as you believe it must to move you forward? Are those feelings arriving there? How are you going to create the new for 2014? Okay, again, imagine ahead to December 2014 or a year from when you're listening to this. How do you feel? What space are you in? What does your business look like? What do your personal relationships look like? What's your health and fitness story? Where are you in your life? And are you where you want to be? Are you feeling where you want to be? Once you have a clear vision, just even of your feelings, just wait. All kinds of opportunities will begin to show up that will allow you to put your vision into action and make 2014 your best year yet. So here are some of the practices I do each year. I like to write a letter to the universe. I mentioned I like to do this on New Year's Eve, the morning of New Year's Eve. I write it down, and then often I take it and I burn it in the fireplace with a toast, with my, you know, small glass of bubbly champagne. That's once I've written it, read it, internalized it, and am ready to move myself forward to bigger and better things. So what I do is I like to use my day timer as a benchmark for all that I accomplished. Because sometimes we get to the end of the year and we really can't remember. The year's a blur. I mean, I can't always remember what I had for dinner the night before, much less what happened in February of the previous year. So I get out my day timer because I literally write almost everything in my day timer. And I use that as a benchmark for what I accomplished. And I go back through and I ponder each month what I did, what I experienced, how I felt about it. And then I allow that to help me move forward for my goals for the next year. Now, I learned a really valuable lesson around this in December of 2011. So about 2 years ago when I was doing this, I had a huge experience. 2011 was another very interesting year. I closed out a lot of painful things along a journey with a prior company. Got my feelings hurt. You know, I really felt like I got the shaft. Still do, but that's okay. I'm releasing that. I realized that the people involved in that, the company owners, the management, they only operate from their own level of awareness. And we all operate within areas of scarcity and such. And, you know, what can I say? Can't even really fault them for that. Won't, because the growth that I've experienced and what that's led me into to really create the vision and the business of my dreams has been absolutely unbelievable. But let's go back 2 years ago when I was feeling kind of whiny and kind of shafted, and like 2011, all I could wait to, I just couldn't wait to turn the clock on it, you know, to release it, let it go and everything. And I was thinking, oh, I don't even know why I'm bothering to do this exercise because I'm feeling frustrated and whatever. And as I got out my day timer and I looked at everything I had accomplished, I was blown away. I had literally put my blinders on and went to work in my business. I was very systematic, very methodical in everything that I did, and things were showing up. I qualified for 2 cruises that year. I became the top sponsoring distributor in my new company for that year and the year that followed. I met every challenge that the company offered, won every incentive, qualified for the next year's company incentive trip to Hawaii, qualified as a VIP. I mean, the list went on and on and on. I made a record income with my training company. I mean, it just, my volume increased. The numbers just, as I went back through and reflected and looked in that day timer, I was absolutely blown away. So I want you to remember this, okay? Miracles happen. You may be looking at your life and your business and wondering, how am I ever going to get it on course the way I want it to be? But here's the thing. You must believe it's possible. You must expect and acknowledge where you are in your journey. And just be methodical and go through it. But don't be methodical and lose sight of the feeling that you want to feel when you get there. Okay? You have to believe and expect miracles. The challenge very often is that when we think of a miracle, we think of something big on a grand scale, like discovering the cure to cancer or, you know, seeing the burning bush or something like that. So think about how you define miracle, okay? Think about that. A miracle is simply a shift in perception. If you want a miracle, simply ask for one. Ask God, ask the universe, your higher power, or whatever you believe in. Then be willing to make the shifts that you feel guided to, even the ones you resist. In fact, pay strict attention to the ones you resist. Because you can't say, dear God, give me this and I don't want to have to do anything toward it or make any changes. It doesn't work like that. It really doesn't. But if you really want something, you can ask, you can be open, you can be receptive, and you can feel what it's going to feel like when you accomplish that. And then you want to be willing to take the action toward it in the way that you're intuitively guided to do. And be aware and open to that intuition, because that's what's going to guide you. So let's close this with a conversation about being happy, choosing to feel the feeling of happiness. Because happiness is an acquired skill. It's a choice. There's always plenty to observe and complain about, right? We all do it, or to judge about and so on. No worries there. There's always something to celebrate as well. So I want you to focus this year on finding that in each day, each encounter, each occurrence. I want to have you go inward here and ask yourself a series of questions. And the answers to these questions are very important to your future success and happiness. So I want to close the year with this very powerful question, asking and answering kind of plan, if that makes sense to you. All right, so let's start by saying some people, and I hope this isn't you, but some people are addicted to suffering. They're addicted to unhappiness and attracting every unwanted thing possible to them. Chronic complainers, though, they really miss out on the best in life. They're so bogged down in that feeling of complaining and unhappiness that they miss out on so much in life. So I want to ask you, are you one who's addicted to suffering, to being unhappy, to choosing that feeling, to expecting the worst in situations, looking for the bad side of things or the negative in other people? Here's the thing. Reasons to be happy are everywhere. Look around. I live at the beach now. I see children on the beach and dogs running on the beach. I see children finger painting at an elementary school that I walk by on a regular basis, and it's beautiful weather and they're outside. Don't delay happiness by waiting for next year or the perfect time for something. The perfect time is now. Choose to live each day in wonderment and gratitude. Wake up and each day make the decision to be happy, to find what's fulfilling in each and every day, and even on those days when you feel like chaos is abounding in your life, there's always some silver lining. The more you look, the more you'll find it, and pretty soon it becomes a habit. Remember, whatever we focus on will expand. Gratitude is essential to happiness, and when you arrive safely somewhere, when you have a full stomach, when you have a heated home, a car to drive, the ability to breathe and drink clean water, these simple gratitudes practiced daily will lead you to so much more. So as we close out this podcast and this year, I have some thoughts for you to ponder. Creating what you want starts first with your thoughts, your feelings, and your beliefs. Focus on remaining aware of each of these and make changes as you need to. If you find yourself thinking in the negative, stop. Clap your hands together loudly, because this breaks the pattern, and state out loud, I choose to think, feel, and believe differently about this. I choose to think, feel, and believe, dot, dot, dot. And then you want to state out loud your new choice. Start a gratitude and abundance journal. Maybe you've started this and stopped. Maybe you've thought about it before. Do it now. Now is the time. Now's the time to really do it. I want you to set some real and solid actionable goals for the new year after you've become clear on what the feelings are that you want to feel and experience when you reach the end of your journey, and the feelings that you want to feel along the path to your journey. Set aside some time to do the following before the new year starts, if you can. Think about those feelings and write those down. Set some goals, then shape your actions around what needs to happen to achieve those goals. Set the intentions you need to make those goals happen. Decide and write out the vision of what next year, 2014, will look like. This is very powerful. Make commitments you will keep to see that vision through. And take some time to dream. Really take some time to dream. I want you to create first in your thoughts and feelings what you want to create. There is huge power in this. Focus on the feelings that you will have when you achieve each of your goals. Avoid the tendency to spend time in regret and annoyance at not having achieved them yet. Believe in yourself, and here is to great health, wealth, happiness, and abundance to you as we close out 2013 and make room for 2014 to deliver all that we desire. I'm Jackie Almer. Thanks for spending this time with me on the Street Smart Wealth podcast, and I look forward to seeing you back next year in this new and fabulous year, and let's see what we can create together. Thanks again. If you would like even more tips and training, I have a free gift for you over at profitinyourpjsnow.com. That's my nuts and bolts on how to be successful in your network marketing business. You can also get more at my blog, jackiealmer.com, and be sure to connect with me on my Facebook page, facebook.com/streetsmartwealth, and on Twitter, @JackieAlmer. See you on the next show, and have a fun, profitable week.